Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on worldreport.com, 89.5 micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 16th day of August, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 82 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's smokier and shit. Sucking that smoke. See, that's what everybody's in the hospital. All these patients with respiratory problems. I mean, just ending up in the hospital. And it's COVID. I have to go out there and you look at that fucking shit that you could cut with a goddamn knife. That's COVID, guys. There's no such thing as COVID. There's no such thing as COVID. There is no such thing as COVID. We're not accepting it. And if there's no such thing as COVID, there's no such thing as the Delta form of fucking COVID. All right, we got here. Let's start with this. What the hell? Joe Biden remains hiding at Camp David after Afghan collapse. May address nation in the next few days. And I mean, I see this just being looked at it from fucking every fucking angle, but the one we should be looking at it from, we're going to take a look when we get back. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, we're starting off with Joe Biden remains hiding at Camp David, which he hasn't. He has returned to the White House. The man in the diaper with no brains has returned to the White House and may address the nation in the next few days. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. President Joe Biden will remain hidden at his presidential retreat at Camp David through Monday, and he did, and it is Monday, and he back at the fucking White House, well, whatever it is, corporate headquarters. According to the White House, as the Taliban swiftly seized control of Afghanistan, that's because they already had control. Fuck. Look at this whole goddamn debacle and what they're talking about. I mean, see those people clinging on to that plane? How many times have they run that fucking, what's it, about a 15-second fucking little shot there of them people grabbing the plane, grabbing the plane, grabbing the plane. We get it. We got it. They're grabbing on the plane. And there's a lot of people wanting to get the fuck out of there. Now, who would those people have been? Those would have been the Tories. Those would have been the fucking traitors against their own fucking people. That's why they're wanting the hell out of there. And that's why, you know, all the, they're wanting to fucking more. Hey, we need more fucking migrants in this goddamn country. Here's another way to get a bunch of them. To fly them fucking in on our fucking buck. Now, let's look at this whole fucking stupid ass motherfucking invasion of Afghanistan to start with. Okay, $2.261 trillion spent on this bullshit. And what's the end equation, guys? What's the end equation? Right back where they fucking started. Those people would not fucking give, and now they got their fucking country back because they would not, and it will be the United Arab Emirate, I think is what they call it. It will be under their government, under their fucking people, and all the fucking traitors, you can see them too out there, you know, the ones that look kind of faggy and shit, the ones that have been westernized, and they're the ones trying to cling on to those fucking planes, wanting to come here, so we got another fucking big bunch of refugees. We need to, hey, $2.26 trillion, what could that have done? Our people are living under underpasses, on the goddamn freeway, all over this fucking nation. Our kids are going hungry. 2.261 to the fucking industrial war complex. Eisenhower told you that, and fuck, it's not going to slow down. They sent the 6,000 back under the guise of retrieving, but they didn't really send them back. They were already over there in different fucking places or all over the fucking Middle East, because that's where the industrial war complex is making its big fucking money. Fuck the industrial war complex. You know, they talk about, oh, we got to, China's getting ahead of us. How can China be getting ahead of us when they're spending less fucking money on fucking munitions and fucking war materials? How can they? We spend more than the top 10 nations all put together. See, nobody asks these fucking questions. How could they get the, they're eating out our substance to fucking go and kill people in other countries to take their resources to give to the fucking Jews. Now, what kind of deal did the Taliban finally make with these fucking international corporate mafias, that they could get this fucking thing going like this? Well, probably something like, we'll sell you the fucking, rare earth minerals, you know, at a certain price, and we'll keep the opium flow fucking going at fucking 100%, or maybe not. Maybe they'll cut the opium flow clear off, but and just fucking send everything over, everything. You're not going to spend another dollar less. Don't make sure you understand that. Straight over to fucking Syria, and where we have a third of that country illegally, unlawfully, by international law, fucking occupied. We have it occupied. The part with the fucking oil and all the goodies, you know, all the shit that the fucking Zion fucking Israelis want. Man, we have it occupied for them. We're fucking nothing more than a bunch of fucking lapdogs to the goddamn Israelis, and that's a fucking fact. I'm not. I'm telling you right now, as an individual free sovereign national of this country, I forbid it. I'm telling you no. You do not have my fucking consent. You never had it. They knew when they went into Afghanistan, they were going to come back out of Afghanistan, that the fucking Taliban was going to rule. They always fucking have. It took the Russians 7 years of fucking destroying their fucking economy and spending billions and trillions of dollars over there, and it fucking destroyed their economy. They finally had to leave because it just fucking wasn't economically feasible to just stay there and fuck with them Afghans no more. Especially since we started, joined in with the Taliban, you know, the holy warriors, and supplied them with the shoulder-held fucking SAM missiles that fucking shot down the fucking Russian helicopters, and a $7 million helicopter. Well, it was a $7,000 fucking goddamn missile taking it out. It was just a matter of logistics, a matter of goddamn math. When the Russians pulled out. And this whole fucking thing has been a fucking, what did we end up in the end after $2.26 trillion? Nothing. Not one goddamn thing except for our people living under the fucking freeways, not having shit, having everything fucking stolen from us for the, Eisenhower told you the industrial war complex would milk you fucking dry if you let them. And you people went out there, I'll vote, say I'm a hawk. I'm a hawk kind of fella, you know. I like to link myself as a hawk, do you? You fucking prick. A hawk can be shot down too, you son of a bitch. Stay out of other people's fucking business, man. That's so fucking simple. If somebody wants to do honest fucking trade. No fucking string it's attached. We don't protect your fucking country. We don't protect any fashion. We're fashion of it. We're not empire builders. We're not over there fucking building a fucking Zion nation for the fucking Israelis. Oh yeah, we are. Oh yes, we are. The Arab Spring. They make this reset bullshit. They're gonna have an Arab Spring this year, and we're gonna change all the fucking governments over there, and fucking take all the resources and give them to fucking Israel, and Saudi Arabia. And fucking, you know, if you want to go back to the beginning, this whole fucking thing, it comes down to the goddamn 9/11 fucking lie. It was all perpetrated through a fucking lie. $2.261 trillion. I mean, God almighty, that is just money. It's been thrown away. the lives that were, that the dumb asses that went over there and thought they were fighting for freedom and liberty in America, they're just dead. The people with their arms blown off, they just have their fucking arms blown off. The ones with their legs up blown off, just have their fucking legs blown off. Fucking lives destroyed, just ripped all apart, and now it's right back where it fucking started, right? 2.261 fucking trillion dollars later. When are we going to fucking stop this, these motherfuckers, man? We don't need to fucking be out there in the fucking sticking our nose in the world's business, and we're not, actually, as American nationals. We like to be left alone and mind our own goddamn business, but these motherfuckers are goddamn international corporate fucking mafia. They go into a fucking country, they want their goddamn resources, and so they hire the mercenary army of the NATO that we call the U.S. military because we're too fucking stupid to see what's right in front of our face. And then, you know, we were talking the other day about Congress is going to try and take more of their power back over war powers. You phony motherfuckers. We know exactly what you're doing. You have bankrupted this goddamn country, and now you're having a fucking fire sale. Well, we ain't going for it. It's all fucking fraud. Once it all, hey, you know, it goes until you fucking try to push us out. When you try to push us, or try to put fucking goddamn poison in us, or try to kill us in any way, it's going to be over. There will be fucking all hell break loose. The people blow your fucking ass out of this country, and we'll go right back to where we were, just like the Taliban man just did. All that happened there was the people who were in control of that fucking country, obviously by the will of their people, because they could not fucking even slow them down. And not to mention, people, we left brand new equipment, just like in Iraq. Remember we pulled out of Iraq, and next fucking day, all those people that we trained to fight that bad old fucking Al-Qaeda, they were wearing black suits. They were driving the fucking tanks, our tanks that we left there. They were driving our fucking missile fucking launchers we left there. They had all that fucking equipment to be a fucking problem so this war on this ism could go on. And now all we need is just, I mean, you go around fucking just fucking with people, taking their shit. Well, I'm sure there's, but it's getting time for a false flag event, man. And I mean, if they can't do anything else, if they feel that they're fucking, they know, well, let's face it, they know they can't do nothing. They know we'll fucking wipe their fucking ass. They've stepped as far as they can fucking step. They pushed as far as they can fucking push without getting hit. And they know they can't go on any further. And every time it's reached this point, well, they've went for a world war. Now China, we're afraid China's going to move in there and fill the vacuum we left there. I mean, this is such a fucking, I'm sick of the same old fucking story. How stupid do you, I did it, almost did it again. Well, they just played this game on us in fucking Iraq. It's just like they just played the game in 2008. When they fucking, with the housing bubble. And they stole trillions of fucking dollars from us on a fucking lie. Because it was fraud, and it was a lie. It was a fraud anyway, because of the people who did it didn't have the authority to do it. The people that were fucking pretending to be this government have no authority over we the people. They have no authority over nothing. They are fucking goddamn guilty of sedition and treason against we the people. Plain and simple. Anybody that can fucking read knows that. No, man, I mean, it's $2.261 trillion. How would that have been if that would have just not been taken from the people? Or just been, if we're going to give out $2.26 trillion, now think, that's another thing that's bugging me, you know, they're talking about, I know that reason that the price of gas and fucking the price of food, the price of every goddamn thing is through the fucking roof. See, they just gave the American people some billions of dollars. I don't know, it must have been about $500 billion. I mean, they gave us a couple of checks, guys. Gave us some of our own fucking money back that they shouldn't have taken in the first fucking place, that they had no authority to take in the first place. And they don't fucking tell us what, you know, you be a good boy and you'll get your allowance kind of shit. You motherfuckers are beneath us. Beneath us. Our jurisdictional authority is absolute above you. We tell you what to fucking do. You don't tell us what to fucking do. But then they gave us these two, you know, here, $2,800 fucking dollars. Wow, man, fuck, this is really cool. But no, why is it that they can spend $2.26 trillion over in Afghanistan and a fucking, this economy in this country booms? Because they gave it to the filthy fucking rich and they gave it to the industrial complex. They tell you, oh, everything's booming, everything's wonderful. But they gave this money to the people with the full intent of taking it right back away from them. You still have to buy just as much gas. You still have to buy just as much food. You still have to, you know, have your basic fucking necessities, and all they did was double the price on them. And then where did all that fucking money go, people? Did you get any extra benefit, or is it now that the prices are doubled and you're sitting there shaking because fucking, goddamn, the goodies quit giving the goodies out. How are you going to afford to eat? And if they cut the extra goodies they throwing in there, fucking, I mean, you got star fucking vation. You better fucking do what the goddamn elites tell you. Or you better fucking fight them and kick their ass out of this goddamn country. One of the fucking two, man. Judge orders man to get COVID-19 vaccine as condition of probation. You want to see your fucking, your law spit on, shit on, stomped on? They're doing it right in your goddamn face. And we sit here and we talk, every week we come up and we talk about it all week long. How unlawful this fucking shit is, that this is a fucking mafia. Pure fucking goddamn mafia. And they're after everything we fucking have, and to kill us. But no, oh, man, well, here, let's just see this Ohio. This is from the New York Post. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenchesworldreport.com. Let's see here. An Ohio judge has ordered a man to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or face jail time. Judge Christopher Wagner told Brandon Rutherford, 21, at a sentencing hearing in a Hamilton County court Wednesday, that he must get vaccinated within 60 days as a condition of his probation for possession of fentanyl, news station WCPO reported. Now, is there any fucking way in the world that he can do this lawfully? Hell fucking no, there isn't. I don't care if you're incarcerated or what. They cannot fucking force goddamn shit into your body. Man, they're violating the Nuremberg thing, but at the same time, they're telling you they want to put you under United Nations law at the same time that they're violating the Nuremberg fucking dictate that said you could not fucking, it has to be voluntary. Well, you're going to volunteer, boy, or we're going to fucking put you in jail. That sounds like, what's that word, coercion? Don't that sound like coercion? That doesn't sound like a free fucking choice to me, does it to you? It's just like, you know, this, you're, oh yeah, a driver's license is voluntary, but don't fucking volunteer and see what happens to your fucking ass. Taxes are voluntary. Don't pay the motherfuckers and see, watch them come after your fucking ass. This is all horse shit, and it's our fault because we fucking let them do it. We got enough guns and fucking powder and bullets to blow their fucking asses out of this country 50 times fucking over. And we just sit and fucking watch it day after day. And then they throw, see, here's, this is my old propagandist friends out there, you old pricks. You old fucking limp dick, nothing, nobody son of a bitches. You're gonna die soon, and I can't wait for it. I'm just a judge, not a doctor, but I, see, listen to shit. Listen to what I am fucking reading you. This is supposed to be jurisprudence in the United States of America. I'm not a judge, but I play one on TV. I mean, my God. I'm not a judge. I'm just a judge. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV. But I think the vaccine's a lot safer. So that's what you fucking think, buddy? Is that what you think for yourself? So that's how I'm going to fucking live? You have no jurisdictional authority to order anybody to take any kind of fucking drug. And I know you've been doing it all along on the idea of this goddamn mental shit. As a condition, you will go and take your goddamn Prozac that'll fucking make you crazy enough to kill your whole fucking family. That's an order of the court. The court can't give them kind of fucking orders, motherfucker. A fucking jury that tried to order somebody to fucking surrender their fucking rights, the whole jury would be fucking arrested by my ass if I was in the room. I'd put every fucking one of them on trial, and I'd see their fucking asses hang. When this whole fucking thing started out, they made it clear, and they made it clear that they cannot force vaccinate an American national. You just cannot fucking do it. Because you are fucking, you are forcing yourself, you're seizing a person, and you're putting something into their body without due process of the law. And that's what it comes down to. Due process of the law. You would have to be an individual. And you would have to, go to a common law court in your individual capacity, and you would have to file against the person that you thought you were going to fucking force to do anything. And it would have to go through the system, and the foreman of the fucking jury is the fucking declares what the goddamn law is and what the facts are after the jury's gone over the fucking information. Not that fucking judge. That judge has no fucking power. No power except to make sure the procedures are fucking followed. And nobody's rights are violated. The last fucking thing these Star Chamber motherfuckers do. Because they're practicing a private law. It's called administrative admiralty. And there is no goddamn, there is no standard, so it can be as arbitrary and capricious as they fucking please. And you talk about that this right here, this is a violation of this man's fucking rights. Plain and fucking simple. Plain and fucking simple. I believe that shot's deadly. I don't want to take it. Well, you're going to take it or else. That is not voluntary, people. And that son of a bitch has no jurisdictional authority to order a fucking medication for somebody. Got it? I'm just a judge, not a doctor. But I think, I'm so fucking special. I'm not a doctor. I never read a fucking medical book. Fuck, all I do is pedophile little children on my time off. But I think, this is what I fucking think. I think, therefore, you shall do. You think that, and I shall do. I shall put a bullet through your fucking head. You try and force this fucking shit on we the people, we're going to kill you. And it's past time. Fuck just letting that shot be it. Or talking about taking our fucking guns. It's time to get rid of this unlawful fucking occupation. It is absolutely in violation of our law. Ratified December 15, 1791. By the people. Our law. Our jurisdiction. We don't, them fuckers don't rule over us. We rule over them. We need to start acting like it. Well, if they can get a couple hundred people together to go attack one person, we could get fucking 10,000 to go attack each one of their fucking people. What the fuck? You're going to maintain employment. You're going to be around, you're not going to be around a firearm. Again, another fucking violation of the fucking law. Well, let's see what this fucking guy does. I'm going to order you within the next 2 months to get a vaccine and show that show it to the probation office. Wagner told Rutherford that he could be sent to state prison for up to 18 months if the conditions of his probation. No fucking law involved here, people. This is just what a star-chambered motherfucking queen's fucking man has decided. This is what the captain of the fucking ship has decided on land. It ain't a ship, this ain't land, and we got a way to fucking rid ourselves of you motherfuckers. Are violated, the outlet reported. Rutherford had revealed his vaccination status at the beginning of the hearing when the judge questioned him about why he was wearing a fucking mask in court, which is none of your fucking business, judgy. It has nothing to do with fucking procedure or protecting anyone's fucking rights. You fucking have, right there, you overstepped the fucking bounds of any authority you could have had, and you don't have that anyway because you were not elected. We always talk about these non-governmental agencies running this country. What do you think these fucking courts are? Them son of a bitches aren't elected. But they're the ultimate fucking say, unless, I don't know, they just told fucking Biden that he couldn't fucking, they had to enforce Title 42, you know, to keep the fucking, the COVID-19 that doesn't exist, the people, the people with the fucking flu out. And he told him, well, we're going to appeal it. He later slammed the judge's order that he get the vaccination, saying the move was unfair. It's not unfair, it's unlawful. If everybody just knew who they are and what your goddamn authority is in this country. That prick has no fucking authority to order you to do shit. Because I don't take a shot, they can send me to jail? I don't agree with that, Rutherford told the outlet. I'm just trying to do what I can to get off of this as quickly as possible, like finding a job and everything else. But that little thing, COVID vaccine, neither which exists, can set me back. Rutherford said he doesn't plan to follow the judge's orders. I'm not taking the vaccine, Rutherford told CNN. The judge said in a statement that if Check this shit out, people. That it is his responsibility to the court to rehabilitate the defendant and protect the community. No, that is not your fucking responsibility, motherfucker. You have one responsibility, and that's to know the common fucking law, to know the fucking procedural due process, and make sure that it's carried out. You have no fucking authority above that. Never have. But in these goddamn administrative admiralty courts, see, they're working under the king. They're working at the point of a fucking gun. The king's fucking men. They've never left. We've never got rid of the son of a bitches, and we sure as fuck need to. News station WC. Reported, judges make decisions regularly regarding a defendant's physical and mental health, which they have no fucking authority to do. Because there's never been nothing filed correctly. You got no goddamn court to take any American national in and to force them to do anything because you got rid of the only fucking courts that had, where jurisdiction could be obtained by one fucking American national over another. You got rid of it, son of a bitch. So everything you do is illegitimate and fucking criminal. By has to be. Such as ordering drug, alcohol, and mental health treatment. Order me. Fuck you. You gotta be at a point where you people just say, no, fuck you. You ain't giving no more goddamn orders. You have no judicial authority. You've never had judicial authority. You haven't had it since 18 fucking six. You ain't had it since that dirty son of a bitch, Abraham Springsteen, fucking declared martial law in absolute violation of the people's fucking superior supreme fucking law. And the people should have joined together at all and wiped them motherfucking carpetbagging international motherfuckers off the goddamn out of this country. They should have sent them swimming. There's your admiralty, 200 fucking miles out. Get to swimming, Abe. You ain't taking your coat off your hat. Keep son of a bitch on for posterity. Move, motherfucker. Or get shot. Anyways, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Darkness, and his smile came on through me, and I saw her.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that, of course, is Nazareth with respect, no fucking mercy, and no quarter asked, none given. Because they're not going to give you no goddamn quarter, and don't you, I mean, you give them any kind of fucking quarter, and you're a fucking fool. U.S. governed by international law, question mark? Yale professor explains his proposed constitutional amendment. You know what, Yale professor, motherfucker? Samuel Moen? Whatever in the fuck you call yourself, come fucking propose it to me. I'm the American national. I'm the son of a bitch with the jurisdiction here. You try this shit with us, we'll fucking bury your ass, you prick. That's treason, and that is sedition. It cannot be argued otherwise. You are in violation of the law. You are committing fucking treason against we, the people of this United States of America. The true fucking owners of this property, the fucking true fucking jurisdictional authority holders of this fucking country. Last week, Samuel Moen, who serves as a professor of both history and jurisprudence, I got a piece of paper that says that I went and did to the Queen's fucking private fucking law fucking thing, registry. And I wrote down that I would fucking commit fucking treason and swore my oath to commit treason against the people of the United States and removing their common law and replacing it with fucking goddamn administrative admiralty, which is forbidden by the fucking law of this fucking land and by we the people. Not in our, on our land, you son of a bitch. Jurisprudence at Yale University argued for a constitutional amendment that would impose international law on American citizens. You fucking can't do it. Ninth article says no. I don't care what the fuck, how you manipulate that fucking Masonic constitution yours around. You can turn it around. You can turn the words around. You can turn it all around. It's fucking irrelevant because the Bill of Rights was passed by its fucking self. It was added to that shit fucking Masonic constitution as a fucking afterthought, as a way to try to destroy it. But you can't destroy it. We'll just back away with our fucking document, ratified by us, stating our law in absolute fucking terms, and we will enforce that son of a bitch with the second article because you've taken our fucking courts away. Unlawfully. Using the British, God damn it. I guess it's British Bar Registry. I can't remember. I'm fucking pissed here. Writing for the New York Times, Mayen made his claim in a piece of that features a series of essays. Oh, you just got a series of essays, huh? I'd like a copy of those to take you into fucking a common law court and have your fucking neck stretched, you son of a bitch. Nobody, the fucking United Nations or no other foreign entity makes laws for we the fucking people. You understand that? We have our own set of fucking laws. They are unchangeable. You are already in gross fucking violation of them with your administrative admiralty, fucking statutes and fucking, revised statutes and whatever you have in the fucking states. You're in violation. You're in violation. What needs to happen here is the law just needs to be enforced and you need to hang, motherfucker. And your fucking summaries ought to do it for you. In Mayen's essay, he argues for an amendment that he summarizes as international law shall be part of American law. Never. I know you're Agenda 21. Think about it, people. The fucking Small Arms Treaty. I know exactly what your fucking thing is. Send the fucking blue helmets and we'll blow fucking holes in them. You're not taking this country. The Taliban fucking told you you were not taking their fucking country. You didn't fucking take it. I mean, and you didn't even threaten them with three fucking nuclear bombs, did you? You phony fucking criminal son of a bitches. America and international. They're already trying this fucking $38 billion a year tax direct from fucking Israel on the people of this fucking sovereign nation. We're a sovereign nation, motherfucker. That means nobody fucking makes our laws but us. And we've already made our laws. We've given ourselves pure autonomy through that fucking Bill of Rights. We have our fucking system of law to fucking settle our differences. We have our system of law that guarantees that we will own property, that we can fucking do as we goddamn well please as long as we're not violating another's right to do the same. And if there is a dispute, we have the common law courts are going to be returned. And man, I'll tell you, you want to see people fucking shitting themselves. You think you get pretty fucking nervous going into one of their courts, wait till one of these bastards have to start coming into those common law courts. They have no argument. This person right here, his goddamn writings will fucking, we'll just take him and read that. Now tell me how that jives with that ninth article. They want to take, they can't take power over us through the Constitution. That they said was the supreme law of this fucking land because we out-supremed them with the fucking Bill of Rights. We, the people, as the fucking, I mean, their Constitution was ratified by them. Our Bill of Rights was ratified by us. We outnumber them 10,000 to 1. What's the fucking law in this country? I don't know. Maybe it'll depend on who has the fucking balls to back it up. Who has the balls to step up and enforce the son of a bitch, huh? I mean, but even to suggest this, this is a fucking hanging offense. You get fucking hung for just fucking suggesting this, you son of a bitch. I don't care if you're a professor from Yale. We'll announce that before you go through the fucking trap door, you prick. Man includes a reference to Nazi Germany. Oh, really? While the United States today is a far cry from Nazi Germany, not that fucking far of a cry. And not that far from fucking Stalin's Russia either. He continued, it has nonetheless proved itself to be a threat to the world peace, blatantly and regularly violating international rules of letting its lawyers twist limits on war into licenses to strike. That's because it's not our fucking government. That motherfucker's got to go, but you ain't talking to we the people, son of a bitch. And this is our country, and we'll clean up our own fucking mess, and you'll be a part of the cleanup, prick. You think we're fucking the people back this shit? They know the people don't back this fucking shit. They know we're sick of their fucking tyranny. That's why they're trying shit like this. Well, we didn't really want to do it. Now shit, you got your fucking phony-ass fucking Republicans, phony-ass fucking Democrats, phony-ass left-right fucking paradigm. Now you're going to throw another spoiler in there. Well, the United Nations says, fuck you, United Nations. You ain't conquered us, you motherfuckers. You're not going to rewrite our fucking law. You can write anything you want on that fucking continent. In fact, you can run that son of a bitch through these state legislatures that are now private corporations. They can't ratify anything. You realize that, right? Because it's a corporation. It isn't the republic no more. It's not a republican form of government. It is an outlaw, fucking rogue, fucking occupation. And whatever they say is fucking fraud, and we're not going to abide by it. We're going to shoot your fucking asses out of here. Bring your fucking blue helmets. There are some of us that have waited all of our lives to pop a fucking blue helmet. Try to bring them little motherfuckers over here to think they're going to fucking strong arm us. Or at least some of us. Moen argues that the United States should model its constitution. Listen to these motherfuckers. This one little fucking prick. Come suggest this to my face, bitch. I'll fucking body slam your fucking ass. You fucking pencil neck prick. You can't read fucking third grade English, Mr. fucking professor and jurisprudence, can you? You can't read the fucking violations that are up on top of violations of the people's authority. You think that fucking cunt, that queen, that fat little whore over there on the fucking throne has the fucking power, huh? Well, you're about to meet fucking 40 million people with fucking about a billion fucking guns and a trillion rounds of ammunition is going to teach you fucking different. Now, I would like to say that the Afghans, you know, they just hung in there and they just kept fighting. That's why this whole fucking thing was planned. It was planned. They made 2.261 trillion fucking dollars off of this fucking one scam. Now go out there and look at all the people with their fucking arms blowing off. All the people that have been killed. All the children that have been killed. Abu Ghraib. Name it, buddy. Name it. Just fucking name the fucking atrocity, and it has fucking occurred. In your name, stealing your money. What? How much better life could the people have had with that $2.261 trillion? And that's just Afghanistan. What did they spend fucking attacking Iraq? Who did nothing? Who did nothing? And once it was proven that they did not have the yellow cake uranium, oh, we're going to institute democracy. We're not a democracy. Even the fucking fools in the goddamn judiciary back then, the aristocrats, talked against democracy. We are individual, free, sovereign nationals, motherfuckers. Fuck your democracy. There is no democracy. Democracy is communism, and you're not going to have it in this country. You're at the end of your fucking limits. You are, I mean, just like this last article telling the guy, fuck you, we'll throw you off your probation, put you back, and put you in jail for 18 months if you don't take a shot. Are we going to stamp? See, they'll take somebody like that. They said the guy had fentanyl. If he had fentanyl, why should he be worried about it? It ain't none of your goddamn business, to tell you the truth, if he had fentanyl. If somebody's stupid enough to take fucking fentanyl and kill themselves, it ain't none of my goddamn business. He didn't do nothing to me. He killed himself. I can't, I mean, I always thought that was the most ignorant fucking thing in the world. Suicide's against the law. I guess you're worried about going to jail, huh? If you're serious about it. Far cry from Nazi. He continued, it's nonetheless proved itself to be a threat to the world peace, blatantly and regularly violating international rules. We don't live by fucking rules in this country, you pricks. We live by law, and we're going to get rid of these fucking rule motherfuckers. We're going to get rid of this goddamn commercial fucking uniform commercial code that this country's been run under unlawfully and as an act of fraud. And every paper that's been signed ain't worth the paper it's written on, people. It just fucking is not. They never had the jurisdictional authority under fucking law, any fucking law you want to look up. The terms of a contract have to be fucking clear. And you have to have authority for a contract. And they could never have authority for the contracts they've been using to eat out our substance, you know, stealing our land without due process of the law. They never had the goddamn, they've never had any jurisdictional authority over us whatsoever. And back in the 30s, before the 30s, the FBI wasn't fucking armed. They had no armed agency of the federal government. But they started in the states, in the cities even, with city police. You can have a constable that is elected by the people, but he has to go out and he has to get a fucking posse. He doesn't hire a fucking gang of fucking enforcers, and he doesn't take allegiance to the dictates of the fucking state and force all the everything the state writes down on a fucking piece of paper, even if it violates the fucking Bill of Rights. You swear your fucking allegiance to we the people and our fucking law, you motherfucker. You are or you're just a goddamn Blackwater USA, same Blackwater used over there in Abu Ghraib, same motherfuckers, aren't you? We're going to see if the fucking money's worth it in the United States. It may take us a little bit to get rolling, but by God, when we do, it's going to be... you think we're going to give you any fucking mercy? You're out of your fucking mind. You showed up none. You have fucking... You've done shit to... You've pedophiled the children, stole them, and fucking did unspeakable things and murdered them. Death flicks with kids, you sick fucking pricks. You think you're going to pull this off? Give it a fucking go. Campus Reform asked Mayon if his amendment would diminish the democratic sovereignty. We don't have democratic sovereignty in this country. We don't even have a republic anymore because it was replaced by a goddamn corporation. What you have here is goddamn United States corporate claiming sovereignty, who cannot, because it's a violation of the 9th article, which is absolute ratified law of the people who occupy this motherfucking country, who had the fucking guns to back it, and who had the right to be free and at liberty, and it was established a long fucking time ago. of the American people, to which he responded, any amendment to the United States Constitution reflects a supreme majority of the people. It has passed without with support of at least two-thirds of the members of each House of Congress and three-quarters of the states. So the amendment would be democratic in that issue. No, it wouldn't. Because the voting system you're using, you're running a fucking corporation. Under the Constitution, you could have went to Article 5 and tried it. But then all the states couldn't be their own little corporations with... I mean, look, like here in Oregon, I've explained to you people. Like that cunt up there, Kate Brown. You ain't removing nothing. You ain't going to vote nothing fucking out. There is no goddamn vote. They fucking print up what they want and you fucking... There was a vote for, I guess, we just march on into hell... Into the misery, because that's, hey, every time, hey, every fucking administration, has it got better? I mean, they always want to tell you, are you feel better off than you did 4 years ago? I mean, you fucking look back, every fucking administration, man, fucking, I don't know, the one that hasn't took us to war, or fucking Kennedy fucking tried to, you know, remove the IRS, the CIA, the FBI, and what might have you, to fight them, got his head blowed off. I was the last one to even attempt it. It's on us, people. Either we're going to be run over like fucking nobody, nothing, dogs. We're going to surrender and fucking just crawl around. I'd rather be dead. Wouldn't you? And to be under somebody else's fucking will. You know, you think about when you're growing up and you finally reach the age of maturity and still your parents have been around, even around 18, they're guiding you. If they loved you, you loved them back and they're guiding you. But you, that fucking freedom that you feel, the freedom the first time you fucking took a car out, you know, the license was bullshit. You never had to have it. I never had one. I mean, fuck, I owned a car and drove everywhere I wanted at 14. I had a job. But I mean that freedom that you feel when you're out there, I'm in control of me. And these son of a bitches want to fucking, I mean, they want control of your ass. When they say they want to, I can take you down to the doctor and get you a shot like you. It's like you're fucking a parent talking to a 6-fucking-year-old. Are you going to fucking be that fucking nobody nothing? I mean, this destroys the United States. You got to understand that. Are you going to put up with, I mean, this motherfucker even saying this, he should be fucking arrested today for treason and sedition. Against the fucking people, the Bill of Rights, the supreme law of this fucking land, fucking ratified by the peoples, December 15, 1791, and it can't even be attacked. You can't even pretend to attack. You can't pretend that you're going to do a constitutional amendment because you're not the fucking republic. You are a fucking corporation. All you can do is fucking threaten more corporate dictate. You can write it down on a piece of paper and send it to the traitors in the state that are members of an unlawful corporation. And they can sign it unlawfully because they don't represent the people, because the people couldn't vote them in if they wanted to, because there's no election. There has been the only elections that have been put on have been by the occupying force. That is not the will of the people. We're at Lexington and Concord, people. They want to fucking try this fucking shit. We got a fucking gun. We got a fucking, without mercy. We got to fucking shoot their fucking asses down where we find them and when we find them. And it's about time to go fucking hunting at this goddamn point in the ballgame. Because they're just, hey, these old fucking propagandists just going to milly fucking mouth around. Talk out of both sides of their fucking mouth. Talk to the same like, I don't give a shit what this punk bitch said. Who is this motherfucker again? Let's see here. Samuel Moyen. Moyen. M-O-Y-N. Who serves as a professor of both history and jurisprudence at Yale. Hey, Mr. fucking Yale, come out here and tell me what you're going to do. Grab me by my shirt collar and straighten my ass out. Why don't you fucking do it, you punk bitch? I can sit down. I could sit down and make up a whole fucking goddamn book. A fucking non-law. A pure fucking communism. And say, this is what it is, I intend to try and push through. You cannot, I'll tell you what, buddy, you can't get communism ratified in this country. It would be against the 9th article of the Bill of Rights, which is a supreme superior law. It could be construed as to deny and disparage our rights. We have the right to kill you if you fucking try it. So go ahead, please. Quit running your fucking, you old foxy, you know you ain't gonna fight. You know you got nothing with the fight. All you got is the fucking stolen fucking wealth to try to pay somebody to get their ass killed to enforce tyranny upon we, the people of this fucking country. The American nationals that own this son of a bitch. That's all you fucking got. You can't even fuck no more. You're fucking worthless. Just die. But if I could do, maybe that gives you some kind of little thrill. Maybe they bring a fucking little child in there naked for you while you're fucking thinking about and writing this shit, you old pricks. When you're looking up your Yale professor, Mr. Yale professor, you're nothing. If you got a fucking degree, you know what a fucking degree is, people? I'm going to tell you what a fucking degree is. It's one son of a bitch writing down on a piece of paper that the another son of a bitch thinks the way he does. Period. And that's all it fucking is. And there's so many, most of the degrees are given out in socialism, social classes, social counselors, socialism, social counseling. It's all fucking theocracy. Even the idea of fucking psychiatry is theocracy because it's never been proven. There ain't no way no one man can read another fucking man's mind. We're all different. I'm not going to see things exactly like you see them. You're not going to see them exactly like I see them. That's why we got to have that Bill of Rights. That's why we have those 10 fucking articles. So that we can live in peace and be fucking happy, people. So that we can own property. So when we work for something, we get to keep it. And we're supposed to have a goddamn debt-free currency to exploit our own resources that are being shipped out of this country by the fucking huge goddamn shiploads right now. I've been told you this for, been telling you this coming up on 10 fucking years. I've been telling you this. That the everyday billions of dollars of your fucking raw resources are going out of this fucking country and you ain't getting shit for them. They're being taken from you without due process of the law. In violation of the Supreme Superior Law of December 15, 1791. There's no arguing that. That's why you won't hear them come up with no arguments. If any of this shit that I've been telling you guys for 10 years wasn't a fact, oh, they'd be all over. It's like Napolitano trying to come in and explain the Ninth Article, only it didn't fucking work. Because his explanation doesn't fit the fucking words. It's like he can't read at a third grade level. This is what they told me to say. He fucking knows better. He knows exactly what that Ninth Article fucking says and why it was fucking put there. That's why they have amended the shit, you know, just like the Volstead Act telling you can't drink. Fucking completely unlawful. You can't do that. You can't put a blanket prohibition on us for any fucking thing, you motherfuckers. You never could. But why wasn't that challenged right away, using the fucking, the Bill of Rights, using the fucking common law? Why wasn't that challenged right away, guys? Because it was a big government fucking, and what the government is a big fucking mafia operation. And the mafia had already taken over the fucking courts. And anybody who fucking, you know, that would have stood up and said, you know, talk this shit, they'd just kill you. It's only after the internet when so many, too many people know now. The fucking cat is out of the fucking bag. Everybody fucking knows who you are, what you're doing, what your intent is. And you're not going to enslave this man. And there's a lot of men out there who are goddamn set that you are not going to enslave. They want your fucking blood. They want your fucking hair, you motherfuckers. They're just looking for the chance. Go ahead. Sorry.
You know what's so fucking frustrating is that to be free, to live free, is so simple.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But when you talk about it with somebody, they think you are naive to think that to be free is that simple.
Well, man, I can't remember what the article was, but this guy, I mean, he moved out in the middle of the motherfucker. I mean, out in the middle of the desert. And they were there fucking with him for something. Finally, they came along. He'd been there a few years being left the fuck alone. Not bothering anybody. Not contacting anybody. And here they fucking come. And that's the way it has been all my goddamn life. I mean, I see these things happening. Usually when I confront them the first time, I can shut them down. But then once they've been found out, you know, and everybody fucking knows, then they got to try and work it back in because it's a part of the fucking plan that they have. It's a part of their itinerary. So they have to try and work it back in. It's like, you know, the license thing. I didn't have no license. I had an old license plate on my fucking van and it was expired for years. I go 75 miles an hour everywhere I fucking went. They hand me a ticket, fucking next morning I hand it right back to them. Tell them they didn't have the jurisdictional authority, I did this like 25 times. But when we start going after their phony fucking felonies that weren't felonies, because there was no fucking victim. Oh, then they came in with fucking, then you seen the goddamn place with U.S. government lining the goddamn streets for a traffic ticket. They would line the walls of the fucking court. And then finally they finally attacked us and beat us. Because they could not beat us in court because we had the fucking truth on our side. And we knew how to write it. We knew how to fucking write a proper fucking motion to move the fucking court to be in the correct jurisdiction. And we could force them in that jurisdiction. They can't say nothing, you see. Their fucking mouth breathes shut. Because they cannot talk in that jurisdiction because they are not allowed in that jurisdiction. The common law jurisdiction belongs to the people, not to the private British accredited registry. That's a private goddamn owned fucking law. The buildings, the offices, it's all privately fucking owned by the Queen of fucking England. Fuck you, Queen. I'm not going to be your fucking subject, you fucking troll, you fucking little piece of shit. All the monarchies must fall, people. Just don't forget it, because there ain't no stopping what's coming. Because these old fuckers, they don't give a fuck. They're fucking one foot in the grave and one other on a banana pill anyway. They just want to make sure that their fucking shit, that their lie, that their false aristocracy continues for another generation or two. Your fucking children are going to fucking answer for the crimes you committed. Corruption of blood, you took it away from us when you removed our constitution. And you've been exercising it up on us through that fucking phony-ass public debt and through all your fucking frauds and scams ever since. We're going to exercise it up on you. Die knowing that, motherfucker. Die knowing that your progeny is going to pay for what you fucking did. They are going to be enslaved. They are going to feel the misery that you have visited upon all the people of this fucking planet. We're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just think about what you do when you get your fucking hands on them. And that is the Word from the Trenches.